This past week, you put out a press release saying that you had concerns about the proposed sale of Smithfield
Right.
Foods, the world's largest pork producer, to the Chinese.
Yes.
But you didn't say exactly what your concerns were or what you might do about it. I'm wondering if you see a role for the Senate Agriculture Committee in this debate over whether the government should approve this sale. Do you see this as a kind of land grab like goes on in the third world when some rich countries go and buy some land in Africa to provide food for their
Right.
people? Are you worried about American consumers? What are your views on this?
Well, Jerry, there's a whole range of questions that I have, and we're going to look at various avenues for asking the questions and getting answers. This is the largest sale of a company in the United States to a Chinese state-owned enterprise, Shanwei.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm concerned in a number of ways about this. From a food safety standpoint, Shanwei has a very spotty track record. They've given banned chemicals to their hogs. There have been stories about hogs that were dumped in the river in China that were diseased. And this came from this same company. We've spent 20 years of innovation and hard work, both the public sector funding it, and that's one of my questions, how much have we as American taxpayers put into funding technologies used by broadly by the pork producers and others in the agricultural industry that has allowed us to be the leaders in the world in new technologies and safety and so on. And so we have now a company coming in that will get all that technology, all that American ingenuity, all of the investment of public taxpayers, and they are purchasing that essentially. Now, the question is, Smithfield will say this opens up more broadly a market for us.
Mm-hmm.
Pork producers are dependent upon exports, and I totally understand that. My concern is our biggest export market in the U.S. is Japan, right next door to China. So what happens when you have a Chinese company now owning, and then do we know that they will always be exporting from America, or are they going to be exporting from China, and our pork producers lose their largest market, which is Japan? And so I have a number of questions. One of the areas that we're pursuing under Treasury Department, there is a group, the nickname is CFIUS, but it's a group that looks at national security concerns of any kind of a purchase by a foreign company. I want to know, is USDA going to have a presence there? Are they going to look to FDA? In terms, what do we view as national security?
You mean in terms of the CFIUS process?
Yes.
Will USDA and FDA be involved?
Exactly, because right now, I mean, when typically they've been pretty narrow in terms of military security.
Mm-hmm.
We all say food security is national security,
mm-hmm.
And so is that process going to allow for a broader review of what security is in our country? So we want to ask that, urge them to have USDA and FDA involved in that process. I think there are a lot of questions. I haven't absolutely said I'm opposed, but I have a lot of questions and a lot of concerns. Short term, it may sound great, short term markets opening up and so on. 10 years down the road, what does this mean for our pork producers? What does it mean for my pork producers in Michigan? What does this mean for food safety? Whole range of things. And what are the implications going forward in terms of other companies buying our food producers when this has been the strength? This is the one area where we have a trade surplus, where we're exporting more than we're importing. And so I think as a country, we have to be very thoughtful about this.
Does the Agriculture Committee have a role in this?
We certainly can hold hearings, and we may. I mean, we're looking at that right now. We certainly are going to write letters. We're putting together a list of questions that we are going to ask those involved to answer. And I think it's our job to raise those questions on behalf of the public and get as many answers as we can. We're in the middle now of a 30-day process where other companies can bid to purchase Smithfield. Frankly, I would encourage someone else, an American company, to bid. Mm-hmm. So there were options, because we certainly want this company to do well, and we want them to continue employing people and so on, which is also a consideration. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the jobs is very, very important. But I do think there are things that we need to think about in a global economy as we look at the strengths of our country and the fundamentals. And food security better be listed right up there. You know, we don't go to war because of shortages of food. I mean, we are in a very different situation. We're feeding the world. And it's incredibly important that we understand the significance of this.
Is there legislation needed on that front, on food security?
Well, at this point, there are food safety laws. There are other, you know, areas of that pertain to this. But we'll take a look at it. I mean, we'll take a look at what that means. I think it's important that we get food security into the review process. So that's one of the questions that I have. When they're looking at national security, what is national security? Are they really looking at food safety, food access as security? I think it is.
One of your colleagues, Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, who's a longtime member of the Agriculture Committee, also sits on the Finance Committee with you. He raised the question not only of the CFIUS review process, but also if there's the possibility, in his other role as on the Judiciary Committee, if there's a possible antitrust consideration that should be reviewed as part of this matter because of the size of the firm.
Well, I think, first of all, Senator Grassley is a very thoughtful member of the Senate and someone I consider an ally on many, many things. And I think the comments that he made about the potential purchase were very important, and I share his concerns. Antitrust certainly is part of it. One of the challenges for us is that if we were to look at one of the other American companies purchasing instead, there's also issues around antitrust, I think, because there's so few pork processing operations and so on. And so because of the consolidation of the industry, I think there are a number of questions around that. But I think his voice is very important in raising what I think are very thoughtful, important questions.